What's on your mind, Cairns? Call 1-300-872-911 now to talk to Macca. Thanks to Pacific Toyota. Better service, better range, better by far North Queensland. On 846-4CA.
Oh, this one's just landed in front of me. And this, I only heard snippets of this morning, a letter. The council perhaps sending a letter decision makers in the south about emergency management. I know no more about it, but I just looked at my screen. There's a gentleman called Brett Olds. He's the Division 9 councillor. So hopefully he'll know about this emergency management matter. Brett, good morning.
Yeah, g'day, John. How you doing?
Oh, I'm good. What's it all about?
Well, I don't know all the details on that one either. I know Terry James made some comments yesterday, and this is about the after effects of Cyclone Jasper and the emergency response. Because if you remember late last year at the last meeting for the year, one of the councillors wanted to move a motion to have an independent review to see all the shortcomings. Well, that got shut down. Apparently, Terry's telling us yesterday that there's only one group that's allowed to do a review of the local disaster management groups. Mm. So that, and they've been asked to come in. There's been meetings that they're going to start doing straight away, start doing a review. Mm. Their reviews typically take 2 years, is what he told us. They have asked them to expedite it because obviously we don't want to wait 2 years to find out how we could have done a better job. Because the truth is, we could, I said this to you last year, we're still in the wet season. We could have another event this year still in the next couple of weeks, couple of months.
Yeah.
We all hope we don't, obviously. But when you want to have quick learnings. Mm. You want to have, you know, that this review will take community consultation into account, asking people what were your experiences, where do you think we could have done better, and all that kind of stuff. Because as you remember, you had the Australia Warning System come out and tell people a few days before the cyclone got here to run to Bamaga, head for the hills, get out of town, we're all going to die. And then and then it was all okay. And they never told people not to come. They told people in Edmonton, go lock yourself in your toilet. And I still think there's an old lady in a toilet in Edmonton for the last 2 months that never received the text that she could leave the toilet, you know. And so I think some of those things need to be looked at and be done better. And then obviously a couple of days later, the flood event, which was really terrible, and you had people on the roofs in Holloway Beach. They couldn't have escaped Holloway Beach for the 2 days prior because they were flooded in, getting told, it's time to evacuate. You guys might want to think about evacuating. And they're sitting on the roof with the water right up to their eaves. You know, it's like these kind of things need to be looked at. How do we, not sitting here to fry people and throw them under the fire or under the bus, just to say, let's make sure this doesn't happen again. Let's get better. But this, hopefully this review doesn't take two bloody years because that's too long. That's not right.
Precisely. Don't go away. Also, this business across page three of the Cairns Post today. Mayoral candidate caught up in campaign copycat claims. There's been accusations of plagiarism here. What's the story?
Mate, I couldn't believe it when I see that. As an independent councillor, I always stay out of the mayoral race. I'm not on a team or anything else. And that whoever the people of Cairns put in, elected as their mayor, if I'm lucky enough to get in, I'll work with anyone. Mm. But when I saw this, and this came across and the Cairns Post called me, I was like, I can't stay silent on this. If you want to be a leader, if you want to be the mayor of Cairns, this place we all love, 176,000 people, you better make damn sure that what you say are your words and what you say you mean and your actions and words line up. Now, when I saw this, and for anyone that hasn't seen it, it's in the paper and you can read. There's a councillor in Toowoomba. Her name's Councillor Dr. Rebecca Von Hoff. Mm. And she's a deputy mayor down there, actually. She put a post up on her Facebook back in February 9th, I think it was. Mm. And she said, you know, when I asked people in Toowoomba region to trust me 4 years ago, I said it was personal. Mm. I said I had skin in the game. Well, I've lost some skin. And she goes on. And then at the end, she says, no one can say I haven't shown ticker. And then 2 weeks later, Amy Eden, the mayoral candidate for council, puts up, and it's when you say, well, you know, in the paper it says plagiarism, it's word for word. She says, when people in Cairns region asked me, trust me, 4 years ago, I said it was personal. I said I had skin in the game. Well, I've lost some skin over the past few years, blah, blah, she goes on. Then she finished off, no one can say I haven't got ticker. It's word for word.
It's word for word.
There's a couple of things changed in the middle, couple of sentences, but if you look at it, and I urge people to go look at the two posts, if you're a journalist, and you are, if you're doing opinion pieces every week and you're copying someone else's work, you'd lose your job.
Exactly.
If you're a journalist and you do it, you get sued. You would lose your job and get sued. Mm. If you're a civilian and you go put on a soldier's uniform and go march in Anzac Day and get busted, they call that stolen valour. Mm. You do not, this is a big deal, you do not... steal something from someone else. This is, now, Dr. Von Hoff, This is her heart and soul. She only made some quick comments in the paper, and she said, no, I never gave permission for it. It's all she said. I can tell you, I know a personal friend of hers. Mm. When she found out about this, she was gutted. She was in tears and choked up. She said, I put my heart and soul into those words. I meant everything. I love my job in Toowoomba, and we've been through some hard times. And to have someone just steal that from her, and she's a former journalist, by the way, so she understands how bad plagiarism is. Mm. She was very polite with her words in the paper today, but I can't be polite with my words, John. I will not support anyone that can't be trusted with a word, especially when your whole platform for your mayoral candidacy has been, I'm transparent, I'm open, I'm this, I'm honest, or you can trust me, and then you steal other people's words. I'm sorry. It's poor behaviour. It has to be called out. If any of my other colleagues, and you've known me for 8 years, I'll call anyone out if I think they're doing the wrong thing by the community. How can we trust someone? If you can't trust someone on the little things, how can you trust them on the big things? Like, could we trust this person to fly down to Canberra and sit down with the Prime Minister, or fly down to Brisbane, sit down with the Premier, Director Generals, different ministers, and then can we trust what she's saying to them, and then we can trust the feedback she gives us? If we can't trust on little things, I'm telling you, and I ask your listeners to, here's another way of putting it, in our lifetimes, in all of our lifetimes, we've had different business partners, different boyfriends, girlfriends, or husbands, or work colleagues, and we've all had relationships with these people, and all of a sudden, it just ends, and you're like, wow, that person's a really terrible person. But then when you look back with the value of hindsight, you go, oh, yeah, you've got all these red flags that were shown over the years. Yeah. I remember when he did this. I remember when she said that. That was a red flag. Well, I'm warning everyone in Cairns, this is a huge red flag for someone that wants to speak on our behalf and sit down. And like I said, I won't be silent. I'll call out bad behaviour every day of the week, even if it was someone in my own family. I see this as just, I'm sorry, she shot herself in the foot. Mm. Some of the policies she came up with I think are ridiculous, but I don't mind people having bad policies as long as they believe in them and let people democratically vote on them. Mm. So I bite my lip on those things. I will not bite my lip on this. This is terrible. And she's admitted that she stole those words, and she's doubled down on it and doesn't think there's any problem with it. She's off her tree, and I just, that's why my comments in the paper today, we do not need that person leading us as a mayor.
Well, that story is right across page 3 of the Cairns Post today. Don't go away, because I need your opinion on something that surprised a lot of people today. I think a whole lot of people said, oh, well, Stephen Miles is going to have a struggle ahead of him by October when the next state election comes up. Well, not so. It says here in the Courier-Mail, Stephen Miles has dragged Labor back from the electoral wipeout predicted during Palaszczuk's horror final year, with new polling showing the two major parties are tied. This must have come as a bit of a surprise to David Crisafulli.
Yeah, I read that this morning and I had a big grin on my face. The only person in the whole state of Queensland that will put any stock in that is Giggles himself. He'll be rubbing his hands. I told you guys, they all love me. there's still a lot of water to go under the bridge before now in October. And I'm telling you, this is why, and we've all seen it. We've seen it at the federal level. We've seen it at different states all around Australia for years. When someone's on the nose or a government's on the nose, all of a sudden, everyone's like, no, we all have faith in the Premier. And as soon as people start saying we've got faith in the Premier, give it 14 days and they're gone. And Anastasia, they kicked her out. And there's always a honeymoon period. As soon as you get a new person in, there's this honeymoon period where people are like, oh, things are going to be right now. And I always expected, and everyone that pays attention always expected that, I didn't know we'd go 50-50, but they were always going to come back. But when I sit there and think about it, that's why I was smiling this morning, I'm like, they probably went too soon. They probably should have kicked Anastasia out in another 4 or 5 weeks and given themselves a run-in with that honeymoon period. But they've gone early. There's going to be so many kids. Do you honestly believe crime's going to be under control by October? That's going to go down? Do you believe the cost of living's going to go down? Our electricity prices? Yeah. People have got plenty of time to still be disgruntled and remember that this guy has been part of the problem for 10 years. Yeah. He was deputy premier. I think you'll find the polls. I'll start trusting the polls a bit closer to election time, maybe 6 weeks, 8 weeks out. But when you talk to people about what they really care about, it's when you go to the shopping centre and you're only two people or one child, you know, 3-person family, and you're dropping $200 at the supermarket, and you haven't even got not even a quarter, maybe a half filled trolley of stuff with no meat in there, and you're like, what? People, cost of living's out of control. Yep. Everyone's hurting, and a little honeymoon period for our Premier Giggles. He can have a champagne tonight, but he's got a long road ahead of him. And I tell you what, if he does bring crime down, if he does reduce electricity and take care of things for October, I'll bloody vote for him.
Yeah, fair chance. Good on you, Brett. Very instructive this morning. Thank you. Councillor Brett Olds is the Division 9 Councillor, Cairns Council.